Oh, yeah. This is the Macho version. You're listening to none other than the 110 podcast. Yeah. Never weighed that much. Perhaps if I had less Slim Jims. Dig it. Yeah.
69, 215, 110. I'm going down Highway 110 in my big old pickup truck. I'm going down Highway 110 in my big old pickup truck. I'm going down Highway 110 listening to a podcast in my big old pickup truck.
Hey, it's Stiefer, and welcome to another episode of the 110 Podcast, a podcast where I talk about one song in 10 minutes. This week, I'm featuring Macho Man by Hell to Pay. Rod and I have just been on this wrestling trip ever since we met Charles Grace. Yeah, and he was on the LPP. Our 300th episode of the Listening Party podcast was wrestling themed. It was, what would your wrestling entrance song be? And then our last episode, the October episode of the LPP, we had Macho Verse on. Plus, I threw like my big 40th birthday party, which was wrestling slash luchador themed. And yeah, so we have just been deep in wrestling themed stuff. But yeah, if you haven't guessed, I found Hell to Pay through the Machoverse, because the Machoverse used one of, well, they used this song, Macho Man by Hell to Pay, in one of his reels. Yeah, it was love at first listen. I love this song. I love this band name. I love this album. And with that, I am going to play you a clip from Alex, the lead singer, followed by a clip of Macho Man by Hell to Pay.
Hey, this is Alex from Hell to Pay. I want to thank 110 Podcast for having us on and for playing our song Macho Man and asking us to talk about it a little bit. So Macho Man wasn't originally Macho Man. It was originally a song called Bitchin' Man, which I had sent to our guitar player, John. He liked it, but I had a couple of lines in it that swayed me towards writing a song called Macho Man. So I kind of finished that version, and then I sent John that version, and he liked it better, and I liked it better. So we went with that version. As far as, you know, why the wrestling thing, I've always liked wrestling ever since I was a little kid. And I still do now. And I watch, you know, I still watch, you know, the classics a lot now. And I honestly wasn't that big of a Macho Man fan, but, you know, like everyone, I really loved his promos and they kind of stuck out a lot. And they were so over the top and, you know, even comical too. That kind of, you know, ties in with what we do. And the vibe. So I thought it was a really good fit for a song. Yeah, and even some a lot of the lines in the song, if you watch a lot of Macho Man promos, you might catch some familiar ones, because I kind of just grabbed them and put them one by one, you know, next to each other and kind of made them rhyme. And they were kind of too good not to do that, so I thought it'd be, you know, fun to do. Yeah, that's how it kind of came together. And it turned out to just be kind of a fun song. Yeah, thanks again, 110 Podcast, for having Hell to Pay on. Thanks. Bye.
I'm on the highway to victory. Just wait until they get a load of me. I got no class, but I do it in style. I'm a crass talking perfect gentleman wild child. Don't you wanna be a macho man? Ooh, yeah. I'm going straight to the top. Stop me if you can. Don't you wanna be a macho man?
stop me if you can. Don't you wanna? Don't you wanna?
So that is off their 2025 self-titled album, Hell to Pay. I love that whole album, okay? And I'm so glad that they went with Macho Man, because unless you like told me to listen to this album, like if I like saw Bitchin' Man, like I don't think I would have clicked on it. Like it, and obviously like Macho Verse used it because it was Macho Man or whatever. But yeah, like so I'm really glad they went with the Macho Man title. And it was hilarious because like I kind of knew, I was like, they're quoting him here, but did he really say too hot to handle, too cold to hold? Because that always reminds me of Bobby Brown's Ghostbusters theme song. I think that was Ghostbusters 2. And then I think I was chatting with John on Instagram and he sent me a clip, and then yeah, maybe Rod can post it.
I'm too hot to handle and too cold to hold. And I am Macho King Randy Savage.
Oh my goodness. Like, I love this so much. I would love to travel to see this band. I think they played in Denver. I'll talk about that right now. But yeah, when I have no more dogs, I'm going to travel to see my 110 bands. But the band name is a play on words, Hell to Pay. So it's spelled H-E-L-L-T-U-P-E-T. And the lead singer is bald and wears a wig. And they are mostly from Nashville. Four out of five are in Nashville, with one member being in Denver. And every few months when they have time, they book a show. John flies out, so I guess he's the one in Denver. They record and they rehearse and they play. And that to me is dedication, like for a band. But I mean, it's a good band, you guys. I love this album. So yeah, you can follow Hell to Pay on Instagram. It's, again, I said it, Hell to Pay, H-E-L-L-T-U-P-E-T. You can follow me at Deeper Music on Instagram. That's D-E-E-F-U-R Music. My EP is finally out. It's been out for a while, but as I'm recording this, yeah, you guys know this is recorded ahead of time. But yeah, it is out. Rod edited that, like mixed it. We recorded it here. If it sounds like not that great, that was all DIY at the house, but it is out. So check out Extra, streaming everywhere. And if you want to use Ode to Copy and Bailey on Bandcamp as a tip jar, go for it. Yeah, I played it in its entirety at the Angry Mike at the Angry Horse down the street, and it was a good time. Caesar played the horns for those two songs that he's featured on, and Avi stepped in for CFLO doing backing vocals for Middle Finger. It was a good time. Anyways, don't forget to check out the Machoverse episode that just dropped on Monday with Aaron of Machoverse. Check out the LP pod. Links will be in the show notes. Macho Man will be added to the Expand Your Playlist /110 podcast playlist, where you can find most of the songs that I've ever featured on this podcast. Thank you for listening. I hope you listen next time to check out a small band or artist. Say hi to your dog for me. Bye.